Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the seventh week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Can't We Take That Child?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. Imagine this. God created a couple of grown-ups once. God saw how it worked out and has been creating little children ever since. We seem to take these wonderful little children whom God has given to us, and we make them into grown-ups just like ourselves. Perhaps that is why Jesus warns us to think twice about how to treat these little ones. Instead, God continues to send us little children, not so that we might make them like ourselves, but that we might change and become like them. Perhaps there is a little child in each of us who wants to come to Jesus. Do not stop that little child. You see, the children remind us that Jesus wants to be close to each of us, to have a close relationship with him. Let that little child in us trust, come, and simply enjoy being loved by Jesus. Joseph Donders, in his book With Hearts on Fire, shares an interesting reflection on this text. A mother told me how she was with her two children during a Eucharistic celebration, when the parish priest asked whether anyone would be willing to take a child, a refugee, into their home for a month or two. He quoted Jesus saying that anyone who receives a child is receiving him. Her children looked up at her, but said nothing. A week later, the pastor repeated his appeal. Her daughters looked up at her again. After Mass, the first thing these children asked their mother was, Can't we take that child? Their mother replied that she didn't think it a good idea, and that seemed to end the conversation. But that night, when she was putting her children to bed, her eldest daughter asked, Don't you think that Jesus would have done it? At first, the mother didn't even know what her daughter was talking about. But then she understood. She said, I think he would. That evening, she discussed what had happened with her husband. They decided to contact their pastor and arrange things. The excitement at the breakfast table next morning was enormous. Sarafina lived with them for about half a year. Her presence was a joy to the whole family. It was one of those cracks through which the reign of God broke through in our world. Could this be the beginning of an answer to the crisis in our world today? So many, many children are suffering and are at risk from violence, war, immigration issues, and neglect. Jesus says to us, as he did to his disciples, "Let the little children come to me, and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Like Jesus, let us pay attention, embrace these children, and bless them. Then imagine justice and peace could become a reality. Imagine that.